Parsley from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're sharing Perez Carrillo Trilogy. This gift set is the pinnacle of years tirelessly dedicated to the perfection of cigars. Rating 95, 96, and 98 by Cigar Aficionado, these three cigars have put Ernesto Perez Carrillo at the top of the industry. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
DC Comics announced that the new Superman character will come out as bisexual. Come on, it's 2021. The crazy part is that there are still Superman comics. You see, kids, he's a reporter at a newspaper. He's a what at a what? He changes in a telephone booth. What are you talking about? What are these things?
Wow, good point.
That is a very decent point. He's a what and a what? What are you talking about? A phone booth?
Yeah, at the same time, putting aside the accoutrement, the whole idea of some sort of superhero is bigger than ever.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like the only kind of movie you're allowed to watch anymore.
Correct.
Yeah. Make movies for adults. Not that I'll go see them. I'll stay at home. And they're on Netflix anyway, I suppose.
The big news of the day, inflation jumped again, making it less likely that it's just some sort of weird little blip because of COVID, and it might be for real. William Shatner's about to blast into space in 20 seconds. Is that 24 minutes or 24 seconds? That's 24 minutes. Okay.
Why don't you wait 25 seconds? You'll know for sure.
We got 24 minutes, so.
Yeah.
I was going to bring it to you live, but there's no need.
Coincidentally, about the length of... No, I guess Star Trek was an hour feature, so it probably had 42 minutes of content. Oh, I love Trek so much. Loved it so much. Anyway, talked yesterday about Ezra Klein interviewing David Shore. If you don't know his name, you shouldn't. He's a Democratic pollster. He's a young math whiz, and his specialty is telling the Democratic Party what it doesn't want. And, you know, I'm not going to reset the whole story, partly because Freddie DeBoer does a pretty good job of doing it. Tim Sandifer sent us this piece, and I thought it was so terrific I wanted to share part of it with you. Ezra Klein interviews David Shore about his recent rise in visibility, his particular take on Democratic policy and messaging, and debate over popularism. It also glancingly mentions Shore's cancellation. He got fired from his job for expressing limited and polite skepticism about the political outcomes of post-George Floyd riots. In essence, he said, riots hurt Democrats, particularly in suburban counties. Peaceful protesting helps Democrats. Just keep it in mind. That's all he said. He was retweeting an academic paper, and for that he got fired.
Unbelievable.
And Klein references this controversy, as he must, but it's kept separate as a piece of flavoring for the larger argument, rather than central to the discussion that follows. But I find Klein's disposing of that story so quickly to be quite odd, as it seems totally germane to the topic of who will determine the future of the Democratic Party. What could be more relevant to the conversation than pointing out that one slice of that conversation feels perfectly comfortable attempting to utterly destroy their opponents? And everyone else is too scared to condemn them for it. His title, by the way, is That One Side Would Like to Utterly Destroy the Other Side seems significant to me. If you're unaware, Shore was canceled for accurately summarizing the contents of an academic paper, which I just explained. This would not seem to be particularly inflammatory. People indiscriminately burning and smashing S has little obvious utility for the marginalized or anyone else. But Shore lost his job for tweeting that paper and agreeing with its thesis. Similarly, The Intercept's Lee Fong was absolutely mobbed.
I should get over it. But so is he supposed to? So, you know, in the past, it has hurt people politically to burn down random buildings. But I'm all for it. Is that what he was supposed to say?
I don't know. What's interesting is he just retweeted the stunt and didn't make a strong statement at all.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it is. Similarly, The Intercept's Lee Fang was absolutely mobbed for the crime of recording an interview with a young black man who's critical of the riots and the protest movement from which they sprang. He almost lost his job as well for doing that interview. Here's a fun tip for all. If you have the power to get someone fired or otherwise ruin their life, you are not a powerless, marginalized other.
Mm.
That's a good point. As, you know, we and others have pointed out, you got both houses of Congress and the White House, the media, the schools, and the university, and you're the resistance. Okay. Not that they had rebutted a particularly coherent pro-riot argument. There was little in the way of defense of riots in 2020 at all. Many attempted to invoke Martin Luther King in that regard, which is hilarious and bizarre concerning a man who, among other critiques of riots, said they, quote, are not revolutionary but reactionary because they invite defeat. They offer an emotional catharsis, but they must be followed by a sense of futility. That was close to its end, but he says in their defense, almost no one who invokes MLK has actually read him. But what Shore and Fang were guilty of was not breaking with some intellectual mandate within liberalism, but with speaking out of turn with criticizing the wrong people. The difference between Shore and Fang's criticism of the pro-riot side and the behavior of those who rose against them is that Shore and Fang never tried to destroy anyone. They didn't tweet at anyone's boss in an attempt to get them fired. They didn't have the inclination or the power to punish those who dared disagree with them. But those who targeted them were operating in a bizarre liberal discursive culture where if you dress up what you're doing in vague language about oppression, you can operate however you'd like without rebuke and attempt to ruin the life of whoever you please. And so I returned to Ezra Klein's consideration of who will determine democratic messaging and moving forward, and I ask, how can you have a discussion about discourse and messaging, Ezra, while studiously ignoring the powerful fear of imminent social and professional destruction that you and most others in your profession live under? And he goes on for another couple thousand words, which I will attempt to summarize and distill down for you at some point. It is remarkable, isn't it, how few voices on the left are saying these people are maniacs and they're dangerous.
Yeah.
It's because they're afraid of them.
They're afraid of losing their jobs, maybe physically afraid of them.
And they might be vaguely in agreement with them. You know, it reminds me of stuff I learned in Sunday school, Bible school, about the various factions back in Roman-held Israel back in the day and how it was a challenge to figure out, for instance, do you align with the moderates or the zealots who are intent on violent overthrow of the Roman government? And those that wanted Rome to be kind of out, you know, somehow or other, I don't think attacking Rome's a good idea because they're so mighty, but they didn't want to squelch the zealots either because they were useful. They made the other side cower in fear as well. So, but, you know, and we've said this 1,000 times in the context of Ted Weasel in Portland, for instance, or the Seattle, which is committing suicide. If you don't rein in the dangerous maniacs on your side, it's going to be terrible for you. And you're going to get it on the other side as well. Well, nobody wants to hear that, I guess, or doesn't know what to do about it.
One of the most hilarious headlines of the day that has to do with our border and immigration. We'll get to that next. Maybe we'll break on time for the first time in a long time. They're about to blast William Shatner into space for some reason. Who's behind this? Is this a Bezos thing? Is Bezos putting Shatner?
Jeffrey Bezos.
Yes, I believe it is Elon? A Blue Horizon craft. It's the Bezos team. Team Bezos.
Okay. The battling billionaires in space. Now you got to send a bigger celebrity into space. Then Schwarzenegger. Then it's The Rock. Then Oprah gets shot into space. Oh, yeah? I'm going to send Tom Hanks into space. Oh, yeah? Look at this. Justin Bieber, clear up into space.
While singing and doing a show from orbit.
All that on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Your life. Your hopes. Your passions. These things are none of our business,
your baby monitor research, if you're using too much diaper cream,
and whatever you were searching for at 1:15 a.m., that's really none of our business. Because your life is private, and unlike other tech companies, we think your internet should be too. Aw, how old are they? Oh, that's none of our business either. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo. Privacy. Simplified.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? ED is common, but the solution is simple. 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person, and the medication was shipped right to my door.
Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/joy to get your first visit free. forhims.com/joy.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exogen.com.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, Saturday, October 23rd. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your family medicine cabinet of unused and expired prescription drugs. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. To find a collection site near you, visit DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeback.com.
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet. Join me and my friends every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. with the California Adventure District radio show, where we talk about all the amazing adventures to be had in our area, from climbing Mount Shasta, hiking the trails, kayaking, overlanding, and camping with Bigfoot. We have it all. California Adventure District. Less people, more adventure. Listen Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Fabulous fall specials going on now at High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, also in Roseville and Petaluma. High Noble Safe Company has fireproof and waterproof safes. Protect your guns, cash, and valuables, heirlooms, and collectibles, and important documents. With delivery, moving, and repair service available in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050, or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Armstrong and Getty Show. The retail pharmacy giant Walgreens is set to close 5 stores in San Francisco due to rampant shoplifting and organized retail crime.
It's insane. Like,
it also makes me feel bad that things are so bad for people that they have that this is happening. It's incredibly sad.
No, it's not incredibly sad. They're criminals.
Yes, it is.
No. This has been happening for some time.
But we also want to be open and charitable and mindful that folk are out here hurting, even as 90-year-old men are flying into space.
All right.
Oh. At least Morning Jose, for all his sins, attempted to inject a little bit of common sense to his twit wife.
Is it? Oh, my God. Is it Walgreens or CVS? Walgreens closing 5 more stores, having closed 17 in the last few years, because they get robbed all the time, and there's no penalty for robbing the stores, and that's why people go in there and just wipe the store shelves clean, and then some morons think, yeah, the thing is, you just got to feel bad with the economy that people are forced to do that sort of thing. Are you freaking kidding me?
And then the mayor, London Breed, says, your mother, your grandmother, your relatives depend on places like Walgreens. Please stop stealing. Oh, yeah. Good plan. Good policy. The please stop policy of crime fighting.
Probably fits in with this poll that's out where more than half of San Francisco Bay Area residents plan to leave for good. Has that ever happened in the history of mankind? Other than just outside of, like, Mount Vesuvius.
Exactly. Pompeii had about a 50% evacuation rate while the volcano was going off.
I've never been anywhere where, you know, hardly anybody wants to leave where they live. It's not a normal thing to do, but over half of the people in the San Francisco Bay Area want to leave for good. And this is why. You can't go and buy toilet paper and razors because all the thieves stole them, and you got freaking morons saying, well, the real crime here is that the people are so desperate. They're criminals!
Right.
They're criminals! And now we're shooting 90-year-olds into space. What's that got to do with it? Speaking of which, we'll have that for you bottom of the hour here in about 10 minutes when they shoot James T. Kirk into space.
What's truly astounding to me, though, is I'll bet if you could poll all those Bay Area residents who are so unhappy with where they live, they would not connect their unhappiness and what they see around them to government policy. They would accept it as inevitable, or they just don't think about it. They find it so inconceivable to vote for anything other than Democrat. They just can't comprehend, you know, causes and effects.
Yeah, you're probably right. A lot of people cite the cost of living, homelessness, and that sort of stuff. But I'll bet you're right. They don't think there are any policies that led to the homelessness. It's just a fact of life. Nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, just high rents.
Well, what do you think they're doing about it where you're about to move, where they don't have as many homeless? You think that's just an accident? Anywho, another story that I can't believe they're reporting on. And so I've heard this story several times today. The Biden administration with a major announcement. They're going to ease COVID-19 travel restrictions at the Canadian and Mexican border. So now people from Canada and Mexico can travel into the country for the first time. This is what they actually said. Same Marika Brzezinski, but I've heard it a couple of different places, heard it on NPR. Now people can travel into the United States from Canada and Mexico for the first time in a year and a half. Are you really going to do that story and not mention the hundreds of thousands of people that have come into this country in the last couple of weeks? Almost all of them not checked for their COVID status. You're really not going to mention that. That's kind of crazy.
It's got to be a million in the last year, right?
That's kind of crazy to do that headline, act like it's a big deal. For the first time in a year and a half, people will be able to travel into this country from Mexico. Oh, will they?
Wow. That's surprising. Says 100,000 Haitians now living in this country.
Right. Some of them with COVID.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's incredible.
They're bringing their ideological brethren. They will bring them nothing that challenges that point of view, including what is plainly, almost ridiculously obvious. That story is unintentionally hilarious.
For the first time, this is from the Wall Street Journal. For the first time in 20 months, travelers from Canada and Mexico will be permitted to enter the U.S. at its land border crossings for purposes such as shopping or visiting family and friends, so long as they're fully vaccinated.
Ah, all
right. This is from the Wall Street Journal. Well, of course, the Wall Street Journal is open to borders because it's big business and they want the cheap labor. Oh, good. So as long as people are fully vaccinated, and of course, we're checking for that, people can come into this country to shop or visit family. That's just fantastic. I mean, it makes me laugh. It's like it's a comedy routine.
I know. It's just beautiful.
What were those numbers that Border Patrol guy had last week? 700,000 people?
Yeah, I can't remember. I don't have them in front of me.
Just insane numbers. And, of course, none of them being checked for COVID.
It's six figures every month, I'll tell you that.
All right.
Of people apprehended and that many getting in, and of those quote-unquote apprehended, most of those are now turned loose into the country.
We are not a serious country.
No, we are not. No, we're a childish, idiotic, reality-ignoring country, to a large extent.
Do you want the reasons that over half of people are planning on permanently leaving the Bay Area? And again, I don't know if this has ever happened anywhere in the world. I don't think it's happening anywhere else in the United States.
I'm guessing it's expense, traffic, crime, bums and junkies.
I know I mentioned this story to my brother. He lives in the middle of Kansas, and he said there's not one person in this county that wants to leave. And I'm sure that's true. But 56% of the residents of the San Francisco Bay Area want to leave.
That's astounding.
It is astounding. Cost of housing, 92% of people said the cost of housing was on the list, mm-hmm. followed by cost of living, very similar. Homelessness, well then, get different people that have different policies.
Bums and junkies.
Wildfires, drought, water access, health care, political division, traffic, and then finally climate change. They were
climate change. Where are you going to go? Antarctica?
Well,
what are you talking about?
They're presented with a list and check off, you know, any more than one reason that you apply. So, you know, being good San Francisco Bay Area people, you're going to check climate change and various things like that. But the real reason is it's a crazy expensive and the lifestyle is awful. So you're paying all this money to be, to have your car broken into, to you don't have a Walgreens anymore because it got closed down and there you have to step over bums and poo in the street. That's the real reason. You can
right.
you can check this box for climate change, but that ain't why you're moving.
No, and there are some of those things that are beyond policy. I mean, it's going to be crowded just because it's a huge metro area. On the other hand, almost everything else absolutely is the result of bad or insufficient policy, but what are you going to do? Speaking of bad and insufficient, coming up later in the hour, if we can squeeze it in, if not, hour three, the shortages of everything from tractor tires to teenage girls to run the Coke machine at your restaurant. What is going on?
Okay.
There is a shortage of virtually every component in the economy, and some of it has nothing to do with COVID. These are odd, odd times economically.
So William Shatner, James T. Kirk of the TV show Star Trek and Boston Law and a bunch of other stuff, he's on the
Boston
spaceship.
Legal,
Boston
that,
Legal.
Yeah.
Well, I never watched it. But anyway, they're on the spaceship, and they've delayed it again. So
no!
They're pushing back the liftoff for 50 minutes. I'm telling you, they didn't get a good look at him, and they don't have enough boosters on the ship. They can't get it off the ground. I think it's just grunting on the ground.
Wow, that's not nice. That's unfair. He's slimmed down a fair amount. I'm kind of worried about a 90-year-old experiencing all those G's.
Yeah, so it's backed up again. Anyway, if you miss an hour, get the podcast at ArmstrongandGetty.com.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, guys. There is some important news that all men should take very seriously. Your prostate health. Are you urinating more frequently? Are you waking up at night to urinate? Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that just don't work? Sound familiar? If you are one of the millions of men with prostate problems that are driving you nuts, there is some great news. Prostagenics is the all-natural product that beat over 157 other prostate supplements in lab tests and was rated the number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. Number one, because it works. So why not try some Prostagenics and your prostate troubles will be a thing of the past. You'll get a great night's sleep and stop waking up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. To get your free bottle of Prostagenics, call now, 800-600-2020. That's 1-800-600-2020. Take advantage of our 90-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-600-2020. Do it now.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
At the Wagner Law Group, their goal as a fire victims law firm is to advocate for those who have been victimized by Pacific Gas and Electric Company's negligence. The Wagner Law Group has been rated the number one fire attorney group in Northern California and has low contingency fees. So, if you or your loved ones have been affected by the Dixie or Zog fires, contact the Wagner Law Group today. Call 833-200-7111. That's 833-200-7111.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The View, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Reading, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up! From the Pacific Justice Institute,
This is the Legal Edge.
Palm Beach County Public Schools is being sued by PJI on behalf of 36 parents and 41 children. You see, the district is violating Florida state law and Florida's Parents' Bill of Rights with its school mask mandate. The state allows parents to opt out of such mandates.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for the Legal Insider at pji.org.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Take me home. I didn't even want to go to Cali. I will find your name, date of birth, and address. I will know your social security number before I get off this plane. On my daughter. On that same baby that you see me on the phone with. What's the law going to do? Go mind your business. Mind your business. Because I will break your neck. Let's go to
Jim. Okay.
What was that?
That's a surly passenger aboard a United Airlines flight. It's not Jack, by the way, despite his animosity toward that fine air carrier. That was some guy in a fracas aboard a flight. I don't know what
he sounded familiar. Liz Lemon, I need some iced tea.
I was going to say, sounds exactly like Tracy Morgan.
They had asked him to put on a mask and also to get off his phone, and that was his response.
Okay.
All right. All right. You know, funny we should play that.
I'm Ryan Fellows.
Just came across this headline from Axios. Unruly customers threaten economic recovery. I thought, wow, that's putting it pretty strongly. The pace of economic recovery hinges in part on workers returning to jobs that involve dealing with an unpredictable public. But many of those workers say increasingly combative customers, angry about everything from long wait times to mask mandates, have prompted them to quit. Hence all the signs you see. I just saw one the other day at Arby's where I got a delicious beef sandwich. This segment brought to you by Arby's.
So,
they ought to sponsor the show. We're both big fans.
That's true.
They don't.
Arby's is my favorite. So what was that guy screaming? Because they
mask? Yeah, wear a mask and please get off your phone. We're about to take off.
Okay.
I don't know. I just think he's a crazy person, honestly. Unhinged.
That kangaroo is looking at me.
I don't think it was Tracy Morgan. So aggressive and violent clashes between customers and service workers over COVID safety protocols over the past 2 years have led to crimes and prison sentences and blah, blah, blah. But businesses have shut down. They've cut their hours. They can't get employees. Some industries have provided self-defense classes, banded together on public awareness campaigns. Workers in restaurants, bars, hotels, and retail businesses quit at a higher rate in August than the national rate, which is actually quite high. And the number of retail workers is still 200,000 short of February 2020 levels.
Hey, Alex in the newsroom, are you...
Yeah, I'm here. What's going on?
So you work at a restaurant now and then. It's are people surly and are people who work at the restaurant getting tired of being treated that way?
I would agree with that statement, for both statements, rather, yes. I think there's a general malaise amongst the wait staff now, just... Yes, we're out of straws. Yes, we're out of this. I'm sorry, and just tired of being, talked down to for doing our job.
Yeah, I bet it's got to be tough because you're the ones showing up, and it's the same with the airlines and everywhere else. You're the ones actually showing up and working. It's impossible to keep up because you're understaffed everywhere.
To that point, restaurants and bars are 1 million jobs short of pre-pandemic levels. 1 million.
Wow.
With 2/3 of restaurant workers saying customer behavior is a factor in the industry's labor shortage. Well, you are the point person for a business that is not reaching your customers' expectations, partly because you can't. You don't have humans. So anyway, they go into a bunch of different industries that are really suffering and how it's halting or it's slowing the economic recovery. Then in related news, here's a Reuters piece, how farmers across the Midwest and presumably other places are desperate for parts. They're desperate for machinery. They're buying another combine just because they're going to need the parts. If they're buying a used piece of machinery, they say, send me close-ups of the tires because if those tires go, I can't replace them. They're changing the ways they transport things, pieces of equipment from one field to another. Evidently, it's just brutal. It's a crisis. And then you have this. The pandemic-induced shortage of EMTs and paramedics nationwide is so dire that ambulance providers warn of sharp cuts to services or longer wait for 911 calls, even when it's a matter of life and death. You know, I'd have to sit around and rub my chin for a long time to figure out, wait a minute, so 16-year-old girls pouring Cokes, tractor tires, waiters, bus boys, EMTs and paramedics, the chips they need for their communications equipment, it's all screwed up. It's crazy.
Yeah, I'm not smart enough to connect all those, why all those would be happening at the same time.
Yeah, and there are different factors in the different industries, but some commonalities too, I'll bet.
But how do you explain the EMTs?
You know, it's interesting. I was reading about this, and it's become extremely difficult to hire and even harder to retain EMTs. It's kind of a snowball effect because they're understaffed. A lot of people quit during the COVID or didn't want to work or sat home getting government benefits. They're fragile. They're stretched thin. They're paying like huge overtime, but everybody's so frazzled that they're quitting. And so you hire somebody on and you say, all right, congratulations, you got your certificate, you got this new job, and we need you to work 70 hours this week. And in 2020, nearly a third of the workforce left their ambulance company after less than a year. Nearly a third. 11% left within the first 3 months.
Well, I've been pretty frazzled at a number of jobs in my life, but quitting wasn't an option. How do you end up in a situation where quitting is an option?
I just think people get burned out. If you're an EMS or a paramedic, drop us an email, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. What's your gig like? Why is the turnover so crazy? mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com, or if you'd rather text, go ahead, 415-295-KFTC. Among full-time EMTs, 47% reported in 2020 that the reason for leaving was for a career or occupation change. 47% of those who left changed careers. Number is 45% among paramedics. Yikes. I hope I never need an ambulance. It's expensive, too. That's the untold story. You call 911, they send some private ambulance company, you get a bill for $30,000.
Ah!
I know it. I survived the first heart attack. I got your bill. The second one killed me. Thanks for nothing.
Thanks for nothing. Yeah. Huh.
They actually say the whole hours and stress and shorthanded thing is like a death spiral that they're going to have trouble pulling out of, EMTs, paramedics, and that sort of thing.
Well, it sounds like how long will it take to get back to normal on all this stuff? Years?
I'm astounded by how long it's lasted. So, yeah, well, absolutely years, depending on what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is the chip shortage... Or to what extent is the chip shortage like the 16-year-old girl pouring Coke shortage? You know, what do they have in common? How are they interrelated? How about the tractor tires? The tractor tires I can figure out. They're stuck on a container ship waiting to dock at the port of Los Angeles. And in a few weeks, if they can find the truckers to transport them, they'll have them in the stores. That I get. But then the labor shortages and the angry customers contributing to the labor shortages... How does that shake out? I don't know. Let the free market work.
So they're going to shoot William Shatner into space.
Finally.
I think this hour, and if it happens, we'll bring it to you live.
Keep delaying, huh? Is it weather?
It says 7 minutes, guys.
Yeah,
does he keep blowing his lines?
So if we take a break, we can get it live? Okay, cool. We'll take a break, and then we'll shoot an ancient television star into space for some reason, because that's a thing, I guess.
Because this is America, that's why.
Armstrong and Getty.
Here's a fact. COVID hospitalizations of young people have tripled since the start of summer. Also a fact, vaccines are highly effective in preventing hospitalizations and deaths, even from the Delta variant. If you've got questions about COVID vaccines, talk to a doctor, because our kids are irreplaceable. We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With confusion around vaccinations, masks, and public screenings, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign, so make sure you use an accurate thermometer for your family. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and cannot be relied on. Be vigilant and be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Folks, our friends at iDrive have launched iDrive Photos, an unlimited cloud backup mobile app for iOS and Android. Keep all of your life memories secure and protected. And get this, iDrive Photos does backups faster than Google Photos for most devices and at most locations. Not only is iDrive Photos fast, it backs up photos and videos in original resolution. Industry-leading tech publication Laptop Magazine says iDrive Photos is easily the most affordable unlimited option we've seen. Accidents can happen, especially with mobile devices. They can be easily stolen, dropped, or get damaged by water, which can put your photos and videos at risk. So it's important to back up and keep all of your photos and videos safe. The best part? It's only 99 cents the first year when you buy it right from the iDrive website. Back up your mobile phone today for a limited time only for 99 cents the first year. Go to iDrive.com/photos and sign up today to get unlimited photo and video backup.
Turtle Bay's fall plant sale has been extended now through the end of the year. Don't miss this chance to save big during this key season for planting perennials. The nursery is open Wednesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
All aboard! Haas Farms is now open, and it's family night fall fun for the whole family with a kids' roller coaster, go-karts and bumper cars, pony rides, little bug playland and petting zoo, zip lines and pumpkin cannons. Jump on the Haas Express Railroad train and cruise around the orchard. Family night is every Thursday with free general admission thanks to Sinorama. Haas Farms is now open for all the fall fun and food. Haas Kettle Corn, hot dogs, Moe's Pizza, plus beer and wine for the 21 and over. All haunted attractions are open every Friday and Saturday. The Field of Screams, the Sinister Workshop, and the Zombie Slayer paintball excursions. Come blast some zombies on the Zombie Slayer rides. Special thanks to sponsors Above Board Construction and Roofing, Redding Heating and Air, Sinorama, Redding Harley Davidson, and Only One Benji. All tickets are being sold online this year, so for complete pricing and a schedule of events, get online to HawesFarms.com. That's HawesFarms.com.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Seco Manufacturing Company presents How People Make Things at Turtle Bay now through January 9th. Explore this new and interactive exhibit where kids can learn firsthand about the tools and processes used to make objects that we see and use every day. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Show. Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no man has gone before.
Yes, boldly go where no man has gone before. That very voice, William Shatner, is going to launch into space in about 25 seconds.
I was surprised how high his voice sounded. Space, the final frontier.
He's 9 years old. He'll be the oldest person ever launched into space. Why don't you bring up the audio on the TV and we'll listen to the actual liftoff.
Boy, that Blue Origin rocket is awfully phallic. I mean, all rockets are somewhat phallic, but that one's just unembarrassingly phallic.
10, here we go.
9, 8, 7.
Wait a minute, this just handed 5, to me. William Shatner 4, is a Canadian. Ladies and gentlemen, 2, he is 1. A Canadian old man about to be blasted into space. So far, so good.
And William Shatner has deposited an alien life form in his pants.
Oh, boy.
Power, she is
grow
on
up.
Space with the second human spaceflight crew.
Well, he's 90.
What a launch. We are on our way to Max-Q, the first milestone here.
Well, you know,
on
you...
his flight to space.
You're right. So, that is a particularly phallic rocket, even by rocket standards.
Tell you what, I'm as nervous as I've been since they were fighting that weird sparkly cloud that did that ate the red shirts.
You can follow along, obviously, with the altimeter at the base of the screen, as well as the speedometer. They are gaining speed on their climb to space. We have confirmed max Q. This is when the aerodynamic stresses on the vehicle were at their maximum.
Oh, no.
She's breaking apart, Captain.
Scotty, I need more power.
There it is. The flying penis has reached an altitude of 30,000 feet.
I'm supposed to grow up? So, are we going to hear from William Shatner? Do you have any ideas? He mic'd up and going to talk about this?
They're probably still in the grunting and phase of the G-forces at this point, having just passed the max G stage, as she was describing.
Yes, Michael?
We have audio of Shatner.
Okay, here we go. Audio Shatner from the spaceship.
I think it's going to be a long, long time. To touchdown, bring me round again and fine. I'm not the man they think I am. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man.
Okay. I don't think that's real.
That a fairly cheesy live version of his smash hit from the album I Shatner. If we can get the original version, it's every bit as terrible, but in a different way. Man, that thing is hauling Shatner. It's at 130,000 feet in the time it took to play that idiotic clip.
That was clever. So it's one of your Jeffrey Bezos Blue Origin capsules. So is it just going up and coming right back down like when Jeffrey Bezos did that a month or so ago?
Yeah, the brushing up against space, the weightlessness, et cetera, then coming back quickly. I don't know for sure, but that seems to be what they do. We'll keep an eye. It's up to 220,000 feet.
I'll tell you what, when you're 90...
I don't know how many kilometers that is because I'm a damn American.
When you're 90, the ability to just walk to the capsule and get in it is pretty impressive. Well, you're alive. That's a...
Yeah, I watched him stride in and squeeze into the capsule. It really is amazing how robust he is. Good for him. Hmm. Things moving at like 1,600 miles per hour. Woof.
Be a cool experience to get. And, you know, there is space tourism now, but you got to pay millions of dollars to do it. I'm sure Shatner got to do it just for shiggles, as they say.
Yeah, they're at zero G's. They're at over 300,000 feet. And there you can see the... Okay, it's still the gal jabbering.
All right.
I was hoping for Bill to make a statement. Priceline.com. I can see it from here, and you should too. he hasn't endorsed that for ages, though. What's he into now? Blue emu or some sort of muscle pain rub? I don't know.
So what is the reason for him being on the ship? Is this just a publicity thing to draw more attention to the Blue Origin space capsules? Because he is in a bit of a battle with Elon Musk for, top of mind awareness.
Yeah, I think it's a crazy fun idea to blast Captain Kirk into space for real. I think that's the long and short. 350,000 feet.
Fascinating.
But the speed is 70, 60, 50, 40, 30 miles per hour, and now it's stopped, and now it's coming back down.
So it reaches apogee at 0 miles per hour and starts to fall.
Correct. It hit 351,185 feet above sea level, and it is now coming back down.
Hmm.
That's going up, exciting. Coming down, really exciting.
I wonder how much you feel that. Does it feel like a roller coaster sort of thing, where it's like, oh, boy, here we go, or do you not really feel it that much?
Gosh, I gotta think you would. Although, if all of your organs are weightless, I don't know.
All of my organs?
Yes, all of them. Well, wait a minute. They've frozen the countdown.
Would Bill Shatner be weightless?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Don't. Don't. I won't have it. More idiotic fat shaming. Man's 90. Oh, where do I sign to be as in good shape as him at age 90?
No kidding.
Please don't blast me into space, though.
Hairpiece on the guy? Or plugs?
Yeah, I think one or the other. I think. But as one of our space heroes, Jack, I don't think we ought to be questioning that. It's not the right moment.
So Elon Musk is going to put Sulu in space now, I suppose? First, the oldest gay man to be shot into space?
Probably, as far as I know. Let me flip through my files on old gay men shot into space. That's, yep, he would be, indeed. Wouldn't that be a breakthrough moment for gay Asian fake astronauts?
Do you guys want to hear more Rocket Man?
Sure,
sure, go ahead.
That album's hilarious.
And I think it's going to be a long, long time.
No, this is the idiotic live version. No, I won't have it.
The original album version is what's famous for throughout history. We don't have that anywhere. It's got to be available somewhere.
Yeah, come on. No. I mean, if I want to hear Stairway to Heaven, I don't want to hear, you know, one day in 1988 when Robert Plant was sitting on a stool at a karaoke bar and warbled it along with the stereo. I want to hear freaking Led Zeppelin 4.
I had to remind myself at one point this morning, and it's obvious that William Shatner, the actor, has really no more connection to space or knowledge about space travel or insight or anything like that than I do. Or your Uncle Jed, or anyone. I mean, it's just, he was an actor who was in a show about space for a couple of years, 50 years ago. That's really his only tie to the whole thing.
You know, if he's not in his chair in the capsule, throwing himself back and forth like they're being attacked, he's a fool. Come on, Bill, do it for us.
Yeah, that's the video you need where he's like, oh no. Boy. So
the thing is descending. It's getting pretty low. It's under complete control. All right, pipe down, darling.
But it's supposed to be.
Yeah, It's firing the retro rockets. It's stabilizing. It wobbled there for a while, but now it's straightened up. Its landing gear is out.
Well, I'll tell you what. When it lands, I assume they're going to do some interviews with him, and we'll bring that. We'll bring a little of that to you when that happens for hour three.
And we have touchdown, Captain Kirk, safely back on Earth.
That is the whole thing? It's over already?
That's it. That's what my wife says frequently.
that is a pretty short little deal.
Yeah.
In one segment of our show, it blasted off.
7 minutes and 26 seconds.
We had our allegedly witty commentary, and then it's back on the ground already.
Right.
Okay. Wow.
Boy, that's the 21st century for you.
No kidding. Huh,
on to something else. Our gnat-like attention spans aren't challenged at all.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll have a microphone in William Shatner's face, and we'll hear about that. The annual New Year's Eve firework display over the River Thames in London has been canceled for a second year because of COVID.
What?
Yep,
it's outdoors, you ninny English people.
Up to 100,000 people usually attend the event, which is broadcast around the world. Have they made an announcement on Times Square in New York yet? Whether they're canceled or not, I don't know.
Haven't heard.
But so for the second year in a row, the confusion for some people is they regularly have sold-out soccer games with over 90,000 people in attendance, like, every week.
So wait a minute.
So why not the fireworks show on New Year's Eve?
You know, I was, once again, premature, as it or that was the rocket booster that set down successfully. The crew capsule is even now falling under its parachutes, which are billowingly and looking fine. So Bill Shatner not yet safe on Earth. I apologize for the erroneous report previously.
Gotcha.
Is Uhura still kicking? Jeanette Nichols, is that right?
I don't know.
What a lovely gal.
I do not know that. We got to tell you about the inflation if you haven't heard the news of the day.
How about Chekhov? How's he doing?
Don't know that either. All that on the way. If you miss an hour, go to the podcast, armstrongandgetty.com.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.